Welcome back to Uncalled For. I'm Hannah.
I'm Viv.
Maddie.
And
oh, silence. We're down a member. Where is she?
Unfortunately, we have lost one of our co-hosts. Cypress has moved out, which makes it kind of impossible for us to maintain the podcast with her in it. But we're still rocking.
We are. We're still in business. And actually, we're back in business with this one. Coming at you with a really fun episode, I would say.
It's going to be a fun episode. We're kind of taking from, I'm going to give credit to H3 Podcast, my comfort podcast. They do this, like, I guess you could say segment, where they do what's called a content court. So you're going to take, like, controversial creators, like they've done, like, oh, geez, like Ace Family, Nelk, like just people who are kind of like maybe a little shady. So we each have chosen a person or a creator rather, and we're going to dissect some of their content. And then at the end, we're going to come to a little, all right, is there chance for reconciliation or is this person locked up?
Yeah.
Do we want to introduce our people?
Today, I will be analyzing, I'm trying to speak in like court terms kind of.
Yes, today we're trying to sound so educated.
Yeah. Today like I will be law school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm Elle Woods. I am going to be analyzing 8 passengers.
Boo.
And if
you're... Oh wait, I just said we're trying to be educated and then I'm booing.
Well, educated but also like it's still fun.
Okay, wait.
Old habits die hard.
Court is in session.
Court's in session. Let's go. 8 passengers, just to give a little background, they have over 2 million subscribers on YouTube. It's a family vlog channel, and it consists of 8 passengers, 2 parents named Ruby and Kevin, and then 6 kids that go by Sherry, Chad, Abby, Julie, Russell, Eve.
Ooh,
so many kids, never could do that. And you know what? I don't think they can. Let's dive into it. So things kind of started going mad when Ruby, who's like, I feel like she's the main, like, she's like the ringmaster.
Yeah, she films all the content.
Mm-hmm. And she definitely edits, posts all that stuff.
And inflicts all the drama.
Yes. She posted a video where the kids were talking about, like, things that they had gone through recently or something. And people went crazy when Chad, the oldest son, said that, this is a direct quote, my bedroom was taken away for 7 months. I was sleeping on a beanbag since October. And, okay, so first of all, any thoughts on that? Without the reason, even.
Yeah, well, so I know, I've seen this clip that it, like, it wasn't planned. Like, she didn't know he was gonna say that, and she... I know, like, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, but then afterwards she was like, yeah, they don't know about that. Like, she got very
awkward.
She was
like, I don't know if our viewers know that.
Yeah.
I don't know why she didn't cut it, though. But yeah, I guess, exactly. I guess since he already said it, she doesn't want to seem, like, devious, like, oh, I'm going to cut that.
Right.
You know, because maybe he'd be like, why'd you cut that?
Yeah. So basically how it happened was he lost it because he was sharing a room with the younger brother, and he pulled, like, a prank on him or something where he woke him up at, like, 5 a.m. and told him to, like, got him all excited saying they were going to Disneyland, and, like, the kid packed a whole suitcase and everything. And then he got his room taken away for that.
Because
and, like,
the just, kid cried, I think,
yeah,
over
and just,
it.
Like, and just for, like, playing pranks on him and stuff.
Yeah, it's insane.
And then he wasn't allowed to share a bedroom with his brother anymore because a therapist recommended that it's probably not the best idea.
So I'm curious, what would this therapist have to say about 7 months on a beanbag? That's fine in the therapist's eyes?
Well, okay, so I'll kind of play devil's advocate here. I did read a article where I don't know if the parents had said it or if it was just a known thing, was that he had allegedly, court word, he had allegedly been given the opportunity to sleep on, like, the couch or a guest bed
Oh.
But he chose a beanbag. But who's choosing a beanbag over a bed?
Yeah. I feel like that's definitely Cap.
Also, I know that at one point he had, like, a room, but it didn't have a door or, like, anything in it. I think, like, in the basement. And then I don't know if you know about this, but, like, he had, Balcony Man is back!
Balcony Man interrupted the court!
Yeah.
Stop!
Court is in session!
Stop, Balcony Man! We're literally working.
Okay. At one point, they're, like, it flooded, and, like, glass broke everywhere, and, like, because a window broke because of the water in, like, his room that had nothing in it. Or, like, it literally had a mattress. Like, no bed, no decorations, no frame, nothing. It was, like, a room with a mattress and no door.
My God. He gets treated so poorly because he has bad behavior, allegedly, which, what to them is bad behavior, we literally don't know. But he, like, they sent him on, like, a retreat for, like, months where he, like, lived in the wilderness and had to learn how to survive on his own.
But apparently, he was, like, happier when, or no, so, like, he
didn't want
to
leave.
He looked disappointed when they came to surprise him and pick him up.
I saw a TikTok of, what's the pick me one? Sherry?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to get into Sherry in a second.
Okay, well, maybe I don't want to overstep, but I just saw a TikTok and she was, like, saying how at college, she's actually more relaxed because she has, like, less on her plate because she was taking on so many of, like, the mom's duties. Mm. Like, what kid goes to college and is like, you know what? I'm more relaxed here. Or she said, like, less stressed out or something like that.
Well, she's not only, she's a pick me and she's a tryhard. Like, I've seen clips where she would, like, go to the principal and ask for, like, books that she should read and stuff. Or, like, she's the type that would read the whole textbook.
But can you really blame her if, like, her mom is like that and she sees, like, what's happening to her brother? Like, if she doesn't want that to happen to her, then, like.
Yeah, so she's like, I gotta go to Harvard and get out of here. Anyways, actually, I'll go into Sherry right now. I wasn't going to, but I will now. Sherry is, like, hella weird. Like, she is a pick me and all that stuff, but, like, the weirdest part is that she literally has a crush on Chad, on her brother. Like, the one clip she had said something about, oh, if Chad wasn't my brother, I would totally date him. But, like, she didn't end it at... That's already a weird statement, but she didn't end it at that. She, like, went on to sort of justify it and talk about it and stuff.
And then Ruby Doo chimes in and she's like, oh, I was like that with my brother, too.
Yes, and then I saw another clip where the grandma!
The grandma
said that about her brother, too. And I'm like, that is so weird. Like, you two have brothers. Would you ever...
We're not relating this, like, I'm, like,
No, but I'm saying, like, you would never even...
No.
Yet. Like, that thought would never come across your head.
No.
Never.
Yeah. And she said other stuff, too. She was dating, like, her cousin at one point.
Yeah, her boyfriend was her cousin.
Yeah.
But it was, like, her, like, second cousin.
So and no. It wasn't her second cousin. It was, like, her, like, between fourth and sixth, I want to say. But then people were, like, coming at her because she was dating her cousin. And she said, whatever, we're, like, fourth cousins. Like, it's not even that bad. And then she went... Even if we were second cousins, it wouldn't even be bad.
She's like, you know, she just keeps creeping up. She's like, you know what? You know what? Even if we were first cousins, like, if I see them twice a year, it's fair game.
Even if he's my brother. Like,
oh, God.
No, yeah. She's so weird. Like, my second cousins, like, I know them well. So... Anyways, I'm just gonna get off that
topic. But if you didn't know them well.
I'm just saying, I know them, like, I'm saying that that's close enough to, like, whereas, like, I don't even know who my eighth cousin would
be. Oh, yeah.
But she's saying, like, anyways, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying, like, that's, like, whoa, how did she think that was something she should be saying? Anyways, now let's go to, Eve, the youngest, she one day forgot her lunch and the teacher called, and Ruby Dew was basically like saying that the 6-year-old is responsible for making her lunches, which, okay, like, that's fine. And that, and she said that she should basically starve herself because she needs to learn and she should be hungry.
It's like, not though. Like, even if she's responsible for making her lunches, even if she is responsible for taking the food to school, like, she is so sick, like, as her mom, like, you should just maybe, like, check.
And she even went as far to, like, on top of that, I think she, like, looked at the camera and she was like, I hope that no one gives her anything to eat. I hope that no one gives her a lunch.
Jeez, very harsh.
That's just, like, very tough love, I would say. I don't know. It is, like, you kind of need to eat, you know?
Just combined with everything else, like, yeah, it's worse. Like, if that was a one-off, I don't even know, but, like, it could maybe be more justified, but...
Yeah. And then Russell is, like, a piece of work. He, like, throws tantrums like no other. They need to get him in check, for real.
I heard she said, like, Ruby said, the youngest two are starting to show selfish tendencies. Oh, I'm sure you have a point about the Christmas gifts.
Yes. Okay. The next, well, so I'll just talk, like, briefly about Russell. I saw this one video where he was, like, play fighting with the one sister, and then she, like, knocked him down, because, like, what, he's trying to fight her. That's what siblings do. And then he threw, like, the biggest tantrum ever. Like, I'm talking, like, screaming, crying, like, flailing all over the place. And then everyone was just kind of, like, everyone else was just, like, what's going on? Anyways, because of this alleged bad behavior, Ruby and Kevin thought it was a great idea to not give the two youngest Christmas presents.
They got the gifts of love. Or something that. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what she told him.
So I'm curious about the Santa situation in that house, because the kids are still super young. Right. So I'm like, what? Like, maybe they don't, maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do Santa at all.
Yeah. Well, so I know they're a Mormon family, yeah, and I know that they have siblings who are also family vloggers.
Not to sound uncultured, for the viewers, not for me, okay? For the viewers, what is Mormon?
I don't know exactly. It's,
I know that, I, it's, know, very, it's, like, modest and stuff.
Yeah, pretty modest, but, like, I think it's very similar to, like, Christianity and Catholic. I forget what the...
Okay, I know the vibes.
But it's obviously different, but I don't know, like, the specifics of the religion, but I know that there are... majority of these large family vloggers are Mormon because, you know... Most of them, I think, believe in, like, you know, if you get pregnant, that's, like, God's gift to you, you know.
They have, like,
you, they have a lot of kids. And I think most of them, like, never use protection. I could be completely wrong. But, yeah. Hmm. So, that definitely plays into it, because a lot of these families have these, like, messed up values, at least in my opinion. So.
Yeah. But that's about... it on Eight Passengers, honestly. Justice for Chad, Julie, and Eve.
Okay.
They need they deserve justice.
All right.
And also, like, I heard that literally CPS got called to their house and, like, they get death threats for it, which is never okay, but what do we think?
I think that there is room for reconciliation for Eight Passengers, but I think it has to come from the master, Ruby.
Ruby and Kevin need to fix.
Yeah, they need to, like, get it together. Like, I also sometimes think that maybe they do it for the views. Like, they really know. They know for certain that the whole world is like, what are you doing? And they don't, they haven't changed at all. So, yeah, I think that at some point they will change. Well, no. Let me rewind a little bit. I think that at some point they could change. I don't know if I believe that they will.
I think the only way that they would possibly ever change is if they stayed on YouTube and got enough threats to, like, somehow make
Like, their
them...
comments are off.
Oh.
I noticed.
That's
But they must still have, like, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah.
It's not getting to them.
Probably, yeah.
But they probably, you can turn comments off on that stuff, too, I think.
Because honestly, I think the kids would be worse off if they just went away.
Right. It's like, who knows what would happen.
So, yeah. General consensus? Reconciliation or jail?
Reconciliation.
Okay.
Because there's kids involved and, like,
all right, so
they just need to, like, change the mindset.
So, reconciliation, 1. Jail, 0.
Yeah.
Next up, I'm so excited to introduce to you Sierra Furtado. I don't know if I said it wrong, and quite frankly, I don't care. So, Sierra is, like, a lifestyle YouTuber. She was, like, she probably peaked in, like, 2017, 2018, and with, like, all those, like,
Bethany
Alicia Marie.
Moda,
yeah, like, kind of like that era. I even used to watch her. I'm sure maybe you guys did, too.
Sierra and Alex, I watched them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Justice for Alex. Like,
yeah,
honestly.
Justice for Alex.
Justice for Alex. I'm just going to hop right into it with that being said. So, back when Sierra and Alex were dating, they're broken up now, Alex was vlogging, and he's like, you know, today's kind of like a surprise vlog for Sierra. She has no clue what's going on. We're going to go to a pumpkin patch that I remember she, like, pointed it out when we were driving by it one time. So that's, like, super cute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Sierra gets in the car, and she's like, this is so random. Like, we're at, like, a weird pumpkin patch. And then he was like, no, like, you said you wanted to come here. She's like, maybe, like, when we were driving by really quick, I was like, oh, it's cute. And then quote, like, I regretted it the next second. She said this to him as he's here trying to surprise her. And then she was like, okay, let's go get some pumpkins, and, like, rolled her eyes as she got out of the car. So I thought that was, like, you know, that's
still up on YouTube.
I just saw the clip on TikTok, so I can send you it for cringe content.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said it was tacky to buy your parents a house.
What?
Yeah, so you know how, like, a lot of YouTubers will do that? She's like, she literally said, I'm not going to be a tacky, I don't know if I can swear on this platform, B-I-T-C-H, and buy my parents a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's an interesting point, Sierra.
yeah.
What else do I have here? Okay, so you might know of Tiny Teela.
Yes.
Something like that, right?
No, T-T-Y-L, Teela.
Yes.
Teela Dunn.
Oh, why did I say tiny? Okay.
Yeah. She is tiny.
So Teela and Sierra both have boob jobs. And one time they're sitting beside each other, and someone's behind the camera going, okay, whose boob job is better?
It was like a truth or drink.
Something
video,
like, yes, yeah. Yes. And so Teela instantly, like any good friend, she was like, oh, both of us. Because it's like a boob job. Like, you can't just, like, you know what I mean? So instantly she's like, both of us. And Sierra's like, what? You have to say one or the other, and I'm not answering because that's mean.
Basically, so if
at that point you might as well answer.
Yeah, and if she thought it was Teela, then she would have just said
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like, so fully implying, and you should have seen her face too. She's like, she like grabbed the drink, the bottle to like take a shot after. She's like, I'm not answering because that's
like,
mean. Ugh, she reminds me of this. Yeah, I won't shout out. So another, when she was dating Alex, she was mad that one of her friends ditched their girls trip because the girl wanted to bring a man on the trip, and the friends were like, no, and that's fair enough.
Right? I remember this drama. It was like with Nikki and Gabby and stuff, right?
Not sure.
Okay.
TikTok clip.
Oh, okay.
My information solely from TikTok.
Go on.
Okay. Yes. So the friend wanted to bring a man on their girls' trip, which is, you know, fair that they would be like, nah. But what's ironic is that Sierra ended up leaving that same trip early and told her viewers that she had to take care of a friend when really it was her boyfriend. So she basically did the exact same thing as this friend that they were all, like, shitting on.
Yeah, so she's just, like, sketchy.
I know people who, like, did stuff like that, like, people I used to be friends with, and I just don't understand it. Like, if you want to go see your boyfriend and we're on a girls trip, I probably would not care one bit. Like, I'd probably be like,
aw, like, girls trip.
Yeah.
Like, but she just went to see him?
Like, she left the trip
early? Or something happened with him?
Well, she said, I'm pretty sure she had to, like, take care of him. but I don't know. Like, so basically the next clip after she said that it was a friend, it was her drinking iced coffee in her boyfriend's car. And she's like, actually, it was my boyfriend, not a friend. So it wasn't anything, like, super serious. So she's still, like, vlogging and, like, right. You know what I mean? So she's just so sketchy.
It's she gives, like, why can't you just say it to your boyfriend?
Yeah, and she gives, like, the worst mean girl vibes ever. Just, like the ringleader and, like...
She's, like, stuck in high school.
She's the ringleader.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in her tone towards, like, everyone. Like, you could never put her in her place, I feel like. But also, I do kind of feel like she's oblivious to how... Because why... Like, I feel like to post, to allow Alex
she
to post
definitely,
the video...
People post about her a lot. Like, yeah. She definitely sees it.
Well, I saw, a video where she was, like, crying, being like, I don't know why everyone thinks I'm so mean. Like, I try so hard to be such a good person.
I think I did see that.
So, like, I don't know if she's just, like, doesn't care or, like, thinks that's okay, or if she genuinely just doesn't see it and, like, thinks that that's normal.
Because how would you allow your boyfriend to post a video of you, of him just trying to surprise you, and you're like, we're at this weird pumpkin patch. I regret saying
that's
I
like,
want to come here.
Have you seen that one video where it's, like, a guy asking his girlfriend to prom?
Yes.
And he put, like, he's driving down the road, and there's, like, signs on the side of the road, and it's, like, will you?
Yes,
blah, blah, blah.
I know exactly
and
what
she's
you're
like,
talking about.
Ew, like, that's so, like, anyways, she cried after it, though, so at least she actually felt bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Sierra has no remorse.
No, she has no remorse. Like, she also literally is buying followers because you can, like, see stats, right? So she typically loses, like, I think it was, like, 100 to, like, 11,000 followers per day. And then randomly one day, she gained 3,000 followers. It's like, okay, what kind of algorithm is helping you dig out of an 11,000 follower hole and be in a surplus?
Yeah.
Surplus.
Sierra's got some sketchy stuff going on.
And then lastly, just, like, disrespectful towards her fans. Like, she did a Q&A, and she's, like, reading through the questions. She's like, oh, my God, these are just the same constant questions. I've answered 100,000 times. Like, let's look for some good questions. It's like, okay, I kind of understand that. But first of all, don't put that in your video. And second of all, don't say it in that tone if you are going to put it in your video.
Like, clearly these are just random people on the internet that don't know what questions you've answered. So
yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not...
What if it was
a
new fan?
She's not, like, the center of the earth. Like, people aren't like, oh, she's already answered this question about when her birthday is or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Or just don't answer it. Like, scroll past it and look for a new question.
No need to, like...
Like,
the attitude.
Bad attitude.
Yeah, what's with the attitude?
Yeah. And I don't even get why she's so, like, hostile and aggressive. Because, like, isn't your life... Like, aren't you, like... I mean, I'm going to make assumptions about her life because of what she posts. Like, aren't you happy? Like, you are, like, well-off, gorgeous, friends, successful career. I don't know. But court must come to conclusion.
Yeah.
What's the consensus?
I think, for this one, jail, because she doesn't... I don't think she knows what she's doing, and, like, that's just messed up.
Sierra Furtado behind bars. No remorse.
I was also going to say.
Sound effect. Of the bars closing.
Like the what's
the gavel.
The gavel. Sierra Furtado.
Jail.
Jail.
I'm going to sentence her. Sierra Furtado.
Frittata. Isn't that like a breakfast
thing? Yeah, it's like an egg, like, quiche thing. It's like frittata with peppers, onions, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Jail.
Wait, what's her sentence, though? You just said you were going to sentence her.
Life in prison for being a...
Life!
Yeah.
With or without parole.
Life without parole.
Oh! All right.
Next up.
Number
in
3.
In the content court.
We got... Trisha Paytas.
Woo!
Yeah!
My former fave.
Yeah.
RIP frenemies. Someone just walked in, guys.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
well, come say hi while you're here.
Welcome. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on Trisha Paytas?
I think she's funny if you, like, don't know much about her.
Okay.
Shout out Treats by Reese. Vegan treats for all.
NF.
Yes. Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Not Labrador.
We're just going to take, like, a quick pause here so she can grab her stuff.
Trisha Paytas. So, start off, I mean, I'm sure most people will know who she is. She's been around for quite a long time. I would say she's one of the OG.
She says it herself.
That she's
a pioneer.
Yeah, she is a pioneer of the YouTube world, one of, like, the OGs to get famous. She has, I think, over just around 12 million followers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know on TikTok?
On YouTube, I think.
Oh, okay.
Really? I could be wrong.
I thought she was, like, around 8.
I didn't even know. But or maybe it's 12 years
that she's maybe. Been on YouTube. Let us know in the comment, cap or fact. Or fact or cap.
So it says that she says that she, like, owed her fame to Shane Dawson because she was cast in one of his videos before she ever started YouTube. And then she got there and she's like, you have all this money, you have this nice house, you have all these cars, you're hiring all these people to make this video. Like, what do? He was like, I do YouTube. So that's kind of how she became famous, because Shane Dawson started speaking highly of her and he was already, like, established.
Wow.
Yeah. So fast forward about, I guess, 12 years. Now she's no longer friends with Shane Dawson, no longer acquaintances with Jeffree Star, and has major feud with a lot of people on that are, like, famous on YouTube. Gabby Hanna, David Dobrik, Jason Nash, like, some of the biggest names, or, like, have been a really big name in internet culture, entertainment
which
industry.
Also, all those people are canceled too.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard to, like, pick which one I was going to talk about, but I picked Trish because I think it's, like, the most complicated one, because there's, like, it's kind of, like, a really fine line, because she has spoken out about issues that should be talked about. Obviously, she's talked about her own personal issues. She defended, like, the allegations against James Charles, like, stood up for the abuse, not James Charles, and also the reason why she ended her friendship with Shane and Jeffree was because allegedly Hair by Jay, who was Jeffree's hairstylist and Jeffree's other close friends, were, like, completely trashing her, being completely rude.
She's pretty woke.
Yeah, she does seem pretty woke.
But she's also can be the opposite.
Yeah.
I think it's when she wants to be.
Yeah.
When she need that clout.
But she does say that she was diagnosed with BPD,
right.
And, like, I don't know, she's claimed to be transgender, but does not.
She claimed to be a damn chicken nugget, like, she's.
Yeah, which a lot of other people have issues about.
You meant a lot of other people, like,
no.
Claim to be a chicken nugget?
A lot of people have issues about her calling herself a chicken nugget, which I'm actually confused about.
A lot
about.
Of people identify as a chicken nugget, actually.
But, like, because, you know, it's like, I look like a British.
No comment on identifying.
Oh, it's a joke. But I'm confused why people are offended by that. Because it's not really relating to, like.
I don't know if people are offended by the chicken nugget. I think they just think it's, like, weird.
It's just a troll. It's a troll.
It's a troll.
Yeah. But, like, when I was doing, like, a little bit of research on this, like, the chicken nugget thing came up in almost every single headline.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why, because there was many other issues. Like, she had a character called Trishy with two eyes that was, like, meant to be, like, a Japanese pop star. Like, complete cultural appropriation. She did, like, that TikTok kind of mocking, like, Egyptian culture, but then converted to Jewish culture, like,
Judaism,
and then,
but also tried to,
has gone through many fate, like, she just,
yeah, it's a constant cycle of phases. But can we talk about her frenemies phase? Because that was so.
That was her best phase.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was when she was defending all the bad. Or she was, like, standing up for all the bad things. Like, saying. Like, she seemed to be in a really good spot.
She had a huge impact on Ethan, too.
Yeah.
Like in terms of. I don't really like the word wokeness. But, yeah.
Wokeness, yeah.
And, like, the content they made was really good.
Yeah.
So I just, like, and then when Frenemies ended, she fell off again. Not fell off, but people stopped seeing her that way.
And I think a lot of that was because of how it ended with Ethan. Like, she was so horrible to him and the crew and, like, everyone, that it was just, like, yeah, you're done.
Well, and she said, like, she never cared about being rich or famous. She just has a constant need for attention. And that she admits that, like, half the things she does is for the clicks. Like, one time she said she was voting for Mitt Romney in 2012, which was, like, like Trump almost, but this was before people would actually vote for him, I guess. So, and like she admitted, like she did that all for clicks, which I think is like similar to Shane Dawson in the fact that she was really bad, then kind of became better, but then kind of did like one thing to get people triggered, and then people started looking into the past again and became canceled. But for some reason, like she's still kicking, and Shane isn't.
Cause she's just. I think people like either hate watch or like meme watch her, I would say mainly.
Mm-hmm. And she's just not going anywhere. Like she doesn't care about the hate and the get off YouTube and this and that. Like she's not going anywhere. Cause she was also the first creator of that, like, kind. You know what I mean? Like, so she almost has this like. What do you say, like, seniority or something? Like, no one's going to intimidate her to get off the platform.
Like, it seems like she's literally just doing it because she wants to, and she happens to make a boatload of money out of doing it. So, I don't know.
I have conflicted thoughts about Trisha because I know that she struggles with, like, a lot mentally and, like, has gone through, like, a lot of traumatic things and stuff. So I understand where some of the behavior comes from. But I don't like stand behind like a lot of things she said. Yeah. I'm just like, so I have my answer.
But see, the thing is like, not that I think that this is like technically right, or I don't know how to explain it. Like I don't think it's right or wrong. I think it's just the way how things is. Like social media and YouTube is like an open space. Like, obviously you have to follow basic guidelines about like being racist and homophobic, all that kind of stuff, and like the type of like it has to be obviously censored content and like to a certain extent. But other than that, like everyone does kind of have the right to just make the content they want, and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's hard to say like you should get off YouTube when like you can just stop. Yeah. I don't know. So what do you think?
She's a consistent phase of high and lows, high and lows, high and lows. I just want to hold on to the faith for her that there's gonna be a breakthrough, high, a consistent, yes, a breakthrough of highs. I think that she's really went through it. I think she's gonna have a breakthrough eventually. She's gonna like maybe she'll get even lower, but at her lowest point, the only way is up.
You gotta keep the faith.
You know what? I don't think that there is a... I don't think that she's ever gonna reach a consistent high.
Mm-hmm.
But...
That's fair.
I don't think that there's necessarily anything really wrong with that. Because her lows, like, she's done, like, a couple pretty, like, messed up things. But I don't think she would go back that low. I don't think it will be consistent highs, but I think gradually like the highs and lows are going to be much different than the highs and lows she used to have.
Yeah. She doesn't even fit either. She doesn't fit jail. Okay, I don't think. She doesn't fit jail. I don't think she fits reconciliation. Yeah, she's going to like a wellness center.
She's going to like
a wellness retreat because she's Trisha Paytas and can do that.
She needs like help.
Yeah, she needs help for sure.
Yeah.
And she has before, and I know she had a bad experience with it, but I think it's different because when you're, like, that was, like...
Well, David Dobrik and Jason Nash aren't going to be there, so...
Yeah, and they sent her there also, but...
Yeah, weird. Okay, well, that was so fun.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Court moment. Court closed.
Court is...
Adjourned!
Yeah!
Court is adjourned.
Yes. Look at me. I'm educated.
Yeah. So, let us know if you agree or if you don't.
Okay. Yeah.
And why? Because we want to know.
Yeah, let us know. So we have, let's just recap. 8 passengers. Conclusion.
Reconciliation.
I can't remember. Okay, reconciliation. Sierra Furtado.
Jail. Sentence. Death sentence.
And
no, not death sentence, but like life in jail. No parole.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to say death sentence.
I know. Let her rot.
Oh, my God.
Just let her rot in there.
Trisha Paytas.
Trisha Paytas.
That's it. Miss you. Bye.
Uncalled for.
Follow us on IG at Uncalled For Podcast. That's Uncalled the number 4 podcast on IG. Follow us to get to know us better for real-time updates. Let us know what you think. Do you agree or disagree with our decisions? I promise you don't want to miss out. Court is adjourned.